Exclusive, Representative Brandon Gill proposes to abolish $95 million woke Fogarty International Center. By Sean Moran on February 7, 2025. Representative Brandon Gill, RTX, on Friday introduced legislation to abolish the $95 million Fogarty International Center as part of the Trump administration's goal of gutting government waste. "We are gutting government waste under President Trump's Strong America First leadership and Elon Musk's Department of Government Efficiency. As a member of the House DOGE subcommittee, I am doing my part through this legislation to slash unnecessary taxpayer-funded programs and centers," Gill told Breitbart News in an exclusive statement. He continued, "The Fogarty International Center has a history of funding projects that are antithetical to American values and harm our nation's global standing. The U.S. spent nearly $13 billion on global health initiatives last year. We can spear a $95 million program that pushes a woke agenda overseas and wastes taxpayer dollars." The Fogarty International Center aims to advance the mission of the National Institutes of Health, NIH, by supporting and facilitating global health research conducted by the United States. However, as many Americans can see, the center overlaps many of the efforts already led by the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Disease, which leads international research. Further, the center has a distorted view of global health equity and has partnered with the World Health Organization, WHO. One of Trump's first actions in office was to withdraw from the WHO. The Fogarty International Center has funded many projects that do not appear to align with the Trump administration's agenda. This includes designing an ethnodrama intervention addressing PREP stigma toward young women, using latent class analysis to understand the role of layered stigma on engagement and care among HIV-positive women who use drugs in Ukraine, reducing intersectional and HIV stigma among high-risk women who use drugs in Kazakhstan, Central Asia, a multi-level stigma resistance and enacted stigma reduction intervention for women and providers. Gill's proposal serves as the latest initiative to cut wasteful spending in the federal government, especially amongst those leading Department of Government Efficiency, DOGE, efforts. Congress and DOGE must find common sense ways to save money, and abolishing the Fogarty International Center is an easy place to start. No one wastes money better than Washington, which is why my subcommittee will work hard to return money back to hard-working Americans, DOGE Chair and Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene, RGA, said in a written statement. "I'm excited to co-sponsor Congressman Gill's legislation, and I look forward to having him on the DOGE subcommittee to combat government waste, fraud, and abuse," she added. Sean Moran is a policy reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on X @SeanMoran3.